It is Wednesday, December 5th, 2012. It's a gorgeous day. Going to be about 75 degrees. Clear skies here in Southern California. And I'm on the campus of Cal State University, Northridge, with my cross. Today, on the cross beam, the cross reads, Way, Truth, Life, with John 14:6 on the back of the cross beam. So I'm going to simply stand out here quietly, hand out tracts when I can, and see if the cross draws anyone to have conversation with me. Good morning.
Good morning. You're doing an. My name is Mike.
My name's Tony. Nice to meet you, Michael. I'm sorry.
Are you a minister, full-time minister?
I'm a full-time evangelist, yes.
Amazing. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And so let me make
that's a gospel track.
All right. That's a powerful witness, especially here where lots of... I'm originally from Uganda. Africa.
My nephew is from Uganda.
Amazing.
Yes.
And a lot of what goes on, like any other university and other higher... secularism is being pushed to every other point. I gave my
That's
life to the Lord Jesus Christ many years ago as a young 1978, the 29th of May. I was born and raised in a polygamous setting. You know, as a young boy, I lived in the fear of being bewitched. And until I found, until I came to a place of a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that His name has been lifted above every other name.
Amen.
And that in Him, and with Him, I'm more than a conqueror.
Amen.
And so seeing you here, because there are all kinds of people that show up here for all kinds of... but seeing you means a lot to me, and I think my brothers
well, praise God.
Here because
praise God.
Your time here has eternal significance.
Thank you.
Many things that we pursue here, the temple,
yes.
Even the heathen, Jesus would say, pursue the same things.
Right.
Go to India, go to whatever you know, people are pursuing, but the things that matter... that are matter to us here and beyond the curtain of the grave.
So God bless
so
you.
I met you.
I'm so glad I met you too. Thank you.
Right. So is there kind of a contact, you know, point? And
there you go.
Amazing. Where's the Caldas Radio?
Yes, I host an online radio show every Sunday night where we share the gospel and teach others how to share the gospel.
I worked with a private radio station for 8 years back in Africa as an editor, as a presenter, and I had a gospel show too.
Wonderful.
So I'm glad I met you, Tony.
I'm very glad I met you too.
The Lord bless you for your powerful witness.
And the Lord bless you and keep you too, brother.
Power of the cross.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Just in case they don't share. Good morning. Have a good day. No, be nice. Be nice.
Always.
I'm talking to him. Amen. Thank you for that, Lord. Good morning.
Oh, thanks, man.
Have a good day.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well.
Can I pray with you?
Sure.
Pray real quick. What's your name?
Tony.
Tony Clarence.
And where are you from, Clarence?
From
where do you worship?
Burbank, California.
Where do you worship?
Christian Assembly. It's a four square.
Okay.
Yeah, what about you?
Faith Community Church in Santa Clarita.
Fantastic. Tony?
Yes.
Pray real quick. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time, God. Thank you that Tony and I are able to come in the presence of the Son. I pray for protection, security, and I pray for, most of all, that your kingdom come, that we grow in the knowledge of you, God. Oh, Lord, Son, please provide for us. Make your word known so that people may come to you and know that you are the way, the truth, and the life, oh God.
Amen.
We pray all these in the name of Jesus, that you may grant us these. And we love you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for your encouragement.
Absolutely. No, it's all about that.
Amen.
I'll see
Amen.
You too.
God okay. bless you. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too.
Good morning. Training?
Huh?
Training?
Yeah. Learn by doing.
That's right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We also have a distributing Bible, free Bible.
I'm sorry?
We're distributing free Bible.
Oh, you are. What organization are you with?
Go Ye.
Go Ye. Do you have some information?
Yeah, if you can.
Okay. Well, can I see one of those?
Sure.
Thank you. This is what I'm handing out today.
Oh, okay.
It's a gospel tract.
You from?
I'm from Faith Community Church in Santa Clarita.
Faith Community Church. I heard about that.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Are you? Do you live in the Santa Clarita area?
No, but I heard about that church.
Oh, okay.
So these are all the New Age.
Right. It spells out contradict, and all of these contradict the truth, and that's what it says on the back.
Okay, that's good. We need to know.
Well, it's nice to meet you. I hope you hand out a lot of Bibles today.
Yeah. We go to colleges.
Wonderful. Well, glad to see you here. Good morning.
No, thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
He left you on your own?
I'm doing good.
Yeah? Well, I haven't seen you fall down yet. It's better than I could do. Brianna? Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you too.
So, how have things been since we talked?
Good.
Yeah?
Good, yeah. Really good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was supposed to head to the library since I have a test. An exam in there. So.
Been reading the Bible?
Yeah, I have.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, it's very good to see you. I've been thinking about you and praying for you.
Thank you.
It's really good to see you.
Good to see you.
All right. You have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, that was really nice to see Brianna, the young girl I interviewed a couple of weeks ago, who made a profession of faith in Christ. Such a sweet kid. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Have a good day.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you?
Thank you.
Have a good day. Good morning. Have a good day. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Very good. Morning. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Class, elementary school class, probably third graders, I'm guessing, second or third grade. All very friendly and polite. What was neat was to see them reading the cross, mouthing out way, truth, life. That was very cool. Good morning.
What does this say now?
It's a gospel tract.
What is this?
Well, it spells out contradict with the various religions of the world, and they all contradict the truth, which is Christ.
Praise God. You know what? I heard a definition of tolerance, and they say they've got it all wrong. Tolerance is not accepting the wrong. ways
right.
when they disagree. But tolerance does not mean allowing people to wallow in falsehood.
Right.
So praise the Lord.
Yeah. And your name is?
Lois.
Lois Tony. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
God bless you. You have a good day. Lord, maybe this is what you're doing today, and I praise you. Just encouragement after encouragement. I mean, maybe this is what it will be today. Maybe this is in preparation for what's to come. Lord, I ask that you'd help me to be as kind and gentle with others as they are being with me, my Christian brethren. That's so nice. Have a good day.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Oh, dude, I've been waiting for you guys.
Waiting
I just
for
said
us.
To my friend, I need to join the Unitarian Universalist Church.
That's not who we are.
Who are you guys?
This seems We're Christians.
Similar.
No, no. The message on the back says that 9 of those 10 symbols contradict the truth.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I personally am open to all religions, so I appreciate it.
Can they all be true?
It depends on what you mean as truth, I suppose.
That which conforms to reality?
I find that there's truth in all the religions and that they all kind of go attempt to connect us with the more visceral, you know, metaphysical world that we cannot detect with our eyes and ears and hands.
Yeah, Christianity would be the opposite of that.
Explain to me.
Well, most of these other world religions basically state, in theory, that if you are a good person, follow a certain set of dogmas, mm-hmm. that at one point you'll be reconciled with your Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Christianity says the exact opposite. You and I are not good, according to God's standard.
Mm.
I mean, you seem like a nice young man. You know, if I have you and Osama bin Laden in a room, I'm going to pick you for
That'd
a friend.
Easy,
okay.
Yeah.
But God's standard for goodness is moral perfection.
Yeah.
None of us measure up to that.
Yeah, which I also believe and understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so our goodness has nothing to do with our salvation.
Mm.
Our dogma, our religious practices have nothing to do with our salvation. We're saved by God's grace through faith.
As a Christian, you must accept Christ and have faith to transcend and be able to have eternal life. That I completely understand. And
but it's completely separate from works. There's nothing we can do to earn or merit God's grace or forgiveness.
No.
Because we've sinned against Him.
Yeah, yeah. But that is why He sent His Son to die on the cross for us, right?
Right, for those who repent and believe.
Yeah. Do you believe that it's blasphemous to appreciate the attempt to spread moral good?
Yeah, and not because it's an offense to me, but because it's an offense to God. His first command is, you will have no other God but me. The second one is that you will not make for yourself any graven images or idols and bow down and worship them. Now, here in the West, most people, I'm only shielding my eyes from the sun. So, here in the West, we don't have too many people chopping down trees and carving images and bowing down to worship them.
Yeah, true.
But in the West, we have an even more common form of idolatry, and that's idolatry of the mind,
mm-hmm.
where we fashion a God in our imagination to suit ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And we worship the creature rather than the Creator, who's blessed forever. Amen.
Yeah, yeah. That's actually a really great point.
Yeah.
I think we do it without even realizing that we do that.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Cool.
So what do you think? My name's Tony, by the way.
Ryan? Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Tony.
So what do you think is going to happen to you when you die?
I have no idea. I can only hope for the best. I actually sat down and said a prayer last night. God, I'm sorry if I was not good enough, and if I'm going to not make it, I'm not going to make the cut. I apologize. I wish I could.
What brought that on last night?
Been dealing with the end bout of a relationship, and I've been making some less than morally ethical decisions around it, and so I feel a little guilty about that. And I'm scared the world's about to end, kind of, like, secretly, you know?
Well, no one knows.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of hype about the Mayan calendar, but
yeah,
nobody knows the day.
I don't fully buy into, but it's, like, just the idea being put into my mind. I'm like, well, what if that happens?
That's because your conscience is at work.
I'm going to try and be right with God if that does happen, you know?
Well, do you think Do you think it requires on some part us being good people?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, aren't we supposed to try and be Christ-like? Isn't
well,
that part of it?
We are, not as a means of earning salvation.
Mm-hmm. I think in order to better our own lives, at the very least, that is kind of the key.
Yeah. But Ryan, if you and I were neighbors and you knocked on my door and you said, "Hey Tony, I'm going to mow the lawn so that I could be your son,"
that would be a little weird. Yeah.
I would appreciate two things: one, that you want to get me out of yard work, and two, that on some level you care enough about me that you want me to be your dad.
Yeah,
but I'm going to have to be honest with you and say, "Hey Ryan,
you're not my son.
Mowing the lawn isn't going to make you my son, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you were my son and you said, Dad, I'm going to go out and mow the lawn. No, I don't have a bomb to drop on you. No, I don't want the car.
Yeah.
You know, no, I don't want any money or anything, but I appreciate you're my dad, and so I'm going to go mow the lawn just to please you."
Yeah.
And no one will stand before God and say, "God, I'm ready to go to heaven because I mowed your lawn."
Yeah.
No one will be able to stand before God and say, "I'm ready to be your son because I did X, Y, and Z."
Instead of just, "I'm ready to be your son because I am your son."
Exactly. If we do know Christ as our Lord and our Savior, then we'll want to do those things that please God, not because we're fearing hell and not as a means of
not
salvation, right? But because we're grateful for the gift He's already given us.
Yeah. I can dig it.
Yeah.
I can dig that.
Now, when we die and we stand before God, He is a judge. He is a righteous judge. And each of us are going to have to give an account for our lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's true of everybody.
Yeah.
And I've been on the planet probably almost three times as long as you have, so I've had a lot more time to mess up.
Yeah.
But the standard by which He'll judge all of us is His law, a law He's already written on our hearts because He's given us a conscience.
Yeah.
We know it's wrong to lie. We know it's wrong to steal.
Yeah,
we
feel it when we do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But oftentimes we'll suppress that truth because of our love for sin and our
absolutely.
And our hatred for God.
Convince yourself, "Oh, it's fine."
Right.
I hate the worst for me is when I'm like, He'll forgive me if I do it. It's fine. And that's like the most, I think that's the worst. Like acknowledging that He's
well, that's
then,
a form of idolatry.
The worst.
Because you're setting up for yourself in your mind that God is just going to
will forgive me.
Be arbitrary and overlook.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Have you ever been in a courtroom before?
No.
Okay. Let's say you were standing before a judge in the courtroom having broken the law.
Yeah.
When the judge says to you, "Ryan, it's going to be $1 million fine or the rest of your life in prison."
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm assuming you're not independently wealthy. Maybe you are. I don't know. But for the sake of the story, you can't afford to pay the fine.
Yeah.
So the judge is going to do what's right. You can't pay the fine, so you're going to do the time. But just as the judge is about to do that, someone walks into the courtroom, someone you've never met, walks up to the judge's bench, puts $1 million on the judge's bench and says, "Your Honor, I've sold everything, I've sacrificed everything, and because I love Ryan, I'm going to pay his fine, so let him go." The judge turns and looks at you and says, "Ryan, I'm going to let you go, not because you're good, not because you're sorry, certainly not because you're innocent, you admitted to breaking the law, and you can't fulfill the requirements of the law, you can't pay the fine. I'm not letting you go for anything you are or anything you've done. I'm letting you go because of what this other person stepped in to do for you."
Yeah.
You're free to go. Would that be good news?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what would you think of the person who did that for you?
I would be amazed by them.
Okay.
I would feel sad for them.
Why would you feel sad for them?
Well, I wouldn't feel sad for them because I was thinking...
They did it for no other reason than that they loved you.
Yeah.
There's no strings. You can't pay them back.
Yeah, exactly. I guess I would just try and pass that on as best as I could.
Okay. Well,
in appreciation,
right.
In honor of that situation in itself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and that's a picture of what God actually did.
Mm-hmm.
2,000 years ago, God the Father sent His Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ. Unlike us, He was fully God, fully man, without sin. Lived the perfect life we couldn't live.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't lived. And about 33 years into that earthly existence, He voluntarily went to the cross. He suffered and died a horrific death He did not deserve.
Mm-hmm.
To take upon Himself the punishment we rightly deserve.
Mm-hmm.
For our sins against God.
Absolutely.
And then He forever defeated sin and death when He rose from the grave.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you been on a plane?
I have been on a plane.
Okay. Where'd you fly to last?
Oakland.
Oakland, all right. Let's say you and I happen to be on the same flight.
Okay.
We're meeting for the first time like we are today.
Yeah.
And we're crammed in the coach because that's what we can afford. And we get about halfway to Oakland and we feel a shudder in the plane and it just didn't feel like turbulence.
pilot comes over to the loudspeaker and he says, folks, we've lost the engines, the plane's going down. There's a parachute underneath your seat. Plane gets a little lower, the doors open up, I put my parachute on and I jump out of the plane.
Okay.
You don't put your parachute on and you jump out of the plane.
Okay.
Who survives the fall?
You would survive.
Why?
Because you have your parachute to save you.
But we both believed in the parachute. But it wasn't effectual until I actually put it on and trusted that it would open and save my life when I jumped out of the plane. That's the difference between religious belief and actual faith. Religion says, believe X, Y, and Z, and maybe it'll work out for you in the end.
Yeah, yeah.
The Bible says that we are to live by faith. And by the faith and...
How does one put that parachute bag on? How do you live
by turning
faith?
From your sin and putting your trust in Christ alone to save you. There's no magical prayer, no religious rite, no ritual, nothing. It's a turning from your sin and putting your trust in Christ alone. And when I say turning from your sin, it doesn't mean working to...
Yeah.
Right. And it doesn't mean turning over a new leaf. If God causes you to be born again, you will want to do that because you'll have a new nature.
Yeah.
You'll want to do that which pleases Him because He's changed you from the inside out. And the result of that is repentance. Turning away from what we used to love, yeah, our self and our sin, and turning toward God and by faith alone, receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. And it's based on what Jesus Christ did on the cross that any of us can be saved. It's not based on our own goodness. It's not based on our merit. We can go to church every Sunday, but that in and of itself won't make us right with God. Just like going over to the student union to Subway will never make us a foot-long sandwich. We can go there every day and eat a Subway, and we're never going to become a foot-long sandwich. Right? Millions of people go to church on Sunday. They live like hell Monday through Saturday. Yeah. God sees that as hypocrisy. But if He saves us, if He causes us to be born again, we'll want to fellowship with other believers because of our new nature.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not simply playing church, but actually being part of it.
Yeah. How do I make that happen today?
Just cry out to Him. Just cry out to Him in your heart, in your mind.
I have been doing that for weeks and weeks,
yeah,
and weeks.
The key is Christ, though. The prayer doesn't save you. The repentance in and of itself, that does not save you. Salvation is by the grace of God alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. And you can cry out all you want, and you can want to change all you want, but until you give your life to Christ, it's for naught.
Okay.
Because salvation is through Christ alone.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm coming to you now. I'm telling you, yeah, I have complete intention to
Good.
Give my life to Christ.
Good.
What's the first step?
Well, you may have already been, you may already be doing it.
Yeah.
See, there's a mindset in segments of the American church that if you pray a prayer and ask Jesus into your heart, that's somehow...
Yeah, like a list of requirements.
That, yeah.
Check this
exactly.
Box, that's not
no, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not. But, you know, Ryan, you may be repenting right now. You may be putting your trust in Christ right now. Only God knows your heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
The evidence of that is that you will repent and you will believe.
Okay. Thank you very much for
Do you live here in this area?
I live in Sun Valley, which is like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's over by Pacoima.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty close.
All right. Do you attend any kind of church right now?
No, that's what I was saying. I'm looking for someone, something to be a part of.
Let me... Here, if you want to email me, I attend. Oh, you live in Sun Valley. I live in Santa Clarita.
Okay.
And I attend Faith Community Church, solid Bible believing Bible teaching church. And
it makes no Church of God, no puzzles, no trying to solve puzzles for me.
No,
in the Bible.
Our pastor opens up the Bible and he teaches it verse by verse.
That's what I want.
Yeah. So you're just email me, let me know, and I'll give you directions and time. And,
cool.
We would be happy to see you.
I would love to come.
Okay.
Tony?
Yeah.
I thought it was Tony. I wasn't sure.
Can I pray for you?
Yeah.
Would that be all right? Father, you are sovereign. There are no coincidences, and in your kingdom, it is not by chance that Ryan and I have met today and talked. And I,
I am thankful that you have allowed this, that you have caused this. Father, I pray that the desire of Ryan's heart is indeed to turn from his sin and to put his trust in you, Lord Jesus, alone for his salvation. Lord, I pray that you would take his heart of stone and give him a heart of flesh. Lord, that he would begin to love the things that you love and would begin to hate the things that you hate. And Father, that he would open up your word. Father, that it would become alive to him. Lord, and that you would speak to him and teach him through your word. I pray, Father, that what I am hearing from him, what I am seeing from him, is in fact what's going on in his heart. And only you and Ryan know that. And Father, I do pray that you are or have already saved Ryan from the penalty of his sin. Lord, and that you've extended to him your grace, your mercy, your love, and your everlasting life. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome. God bless you. Do you have a Bible?
I do, yeah.
You do?
I have a King James right now.
Yeah.
I have a couple different.
Do you find that a little difficult to read?
Sometimes. I've finally just started digging into the New Testament, which I've never really touched, except for Revelation on occasion.
Uh-huh. Revelation is a tough place to start. When I was searching, that's the first place I went, and I saw beasts coming out of the water and bowls of judgment and things like that, and it did.
I was heavily into drugs at the time, so I was like, this is crazy. I loved it, but it was part of me kind of turning away from that in a way.
Yeah.
Starting with not really fear, but kind of the possibility of something that apocalyptic actually being a reality, you know, instead of just, you know, some sci-fi movie or something like that.
Well, you know, the Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
God is awesome in his power. God is both Savior and Judge. And the unbeliever, the one who is not saved, should fear the wrath of God.
Yeah, absolutely.
But those of us whom he has chosen to save by his own grace,
I remember you telling me a long time ago,
we fear him the way a son would fear disappointing his dad.
Yeah, you know,
we don't fear the onslaught of his wrath. We fear his good discipline, and we fear doing that which disappoints him.
Yeah, I've been having this kind of, like, not vision, but, you know, hypothetical imagining where I'm, wherever that may be, you know. And I'm talking about all the terrible things that I did, and I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. I'm not scared, but I'm really embarrassed. And that is bad enough, you know?
Yeah.
That's what's been killing me lately. I hate it. Because I know better, and I that's kind of the worst feeling, is when you know better than something, yet you still do it.
Right.
That's the worst.
Yeah. Well, and that's the case more often than not, because, again, God's already written his law on our hearts.
Yeah,
We know we're doing wrong when we do it.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, you have your own Bible, and that is great. And the King James Version is a good version of the Bible. This is just compact, and it's a really good place to start. It's the Gospel of John. It's the fourth book of the New Testament.
Cool, yeah. I think I'm reading Matthew right now.
Yeah, well, you can't go wrong reading anywhere in the Word of God. But,
oh, yeah. New Testament is so good.
Yeah. Well, hey, I hope to hear from you, and I do hope to see you in church.
I hope I can make it happen.
There's another church close to Sun Valley, which is an excellent church, called Grace Community Church. It's on Roscoe. It is just west of the 170.
That may be the church my aunt occasionally attends, I'm not completely.
John MacArthur is the pastor, but it's an excellent church. If I wasn't already grounded in my church home in Santa Clarita, that would be the church I would go to if I was living in this area.
I'll send you an email once finals are over, and I'm not tugging my hair out.
All right.
But I really appreciate you guys being here today.
God bless you, Ryan.
As simple as chance.
Yeah, and if you've got any questions about what we talked about, I don't have all the answers, but I'll certainly try to help you find them.
Cool.
Yeah.
Appreciate it a lot.
And it's Stephen, my friend Stephen. Ryan.
Nice to meet you.
All right.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
God bless you. You have a great day. Good talking to you, Ryan.